From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Treasury Department on Tuesday warned America's allies and partners that they will face, quote, very significant risks if they continue to do business with Iran, including the possibility of getting hit with sanctions from the U.S. The department said that Iran's use of shell companies and illicit financing to fund malign activities continued unabated, even after it signed a 2015 nuclear agreement. American officials said they expect Iran to increase its activities. The death toll from the volcano eruption in Guatemala on Sunday has now risen to 69. Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges reports.
Rescuers have resumed digging through the hot debris in search of victims, a task made more difficult by a fresh eruption on Monday. Heavy rains are also hindering the search. Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales visited to provide thanks and encouragement. Amid the search for bodies, many families are already holding funerals for their loved ones.
Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges. Ethiopia says it will give a long-disputed swath of land to Eritrea. The announcement came from the government on Tuesday. Eritrea gained independence from Ethiopia in 1991 after a 30-year war, and it won international recognition in 1993. Before the war for independence, Eritrea had been colonized by Italy and made part of Ethiopia's federation. At least six people were killed in an attack by three suicide bombers outside a mosque in southeastern Niger Tuesday. The government said at least 37 people were wounded, eight of them seriously. This is VOA News. The Trump administration says a location has been set for next week's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the meeting will happen at the Capella Hotel, a luxury resort on Sentosa Island off Singapore's southern coast. The island's website bills it as Asia's leading leisure destination. Sanders said yesterday a White House advance team is working on logistics in Singapore, while diplomats in the DMZ were negotiating more details of the summit, where President Trump's hoping to secure a nuclear deal with Kim, though he stressed that's likely to take more than just one meeting. Sagar Magani at the White House.
About 2,000 Jordanians continued to protest Tuesday near the prime minister's office in Amman over a new income tax law, despite his resignation. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports.
Prime Minister Hani Al-Mulki resigned amid widespread anger over tax hikes driven by the International Monetary Fund. The government sees the new tax law as important economic reform. A general strike is also planned for Wednesday. Jordan has backed down on reforms in the past, fearing this kind of reaction. Foreign donors and regional allies will now be watching to see if the king might have to backtrack.
Reuters correspondent Emily Wither. One of President Trump's former campaign managers, Paul Manafort, has been given until Friday to answer allegations by prosecutors that he made several attempts to tamper with witnesses in connection with his ongoing criminal cases. Associated Press correspondent Chad Day reports prosecutors are asking that Manafort be returned to jail.
A judge has set a hearing for next week in which she's going to consider whether to actually revoke his house arrest and possibly put him in jail. And so that's going to add a lot more pressure on him as he looks at not only he's facing two trials now, but whether or not he might want to start cutting a deal.
Manafort denies the allegations. In a court filing on Monday, prosecutors working for Special Counsel Robert Mueller said Manafort and one of his associates repeatedly contacted two witnesses in an effort to influence their testimony. And South Africa's national prosecutor has denied a request by former President Jacob Zuma, to delay a hearing over a $2.5 billion arms deal. A hearing on the case will resume on Friday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.